in just 10 minutes a day, the WCCO All Local keeps you connected with everything from neighborhood crime to in-depth interviews. Text WCCO to 20357 for a link to listen to the WCCO All Local. Message and data rates may apply.
Andrew, you know that for the majority of the people out there, okay, I could take maybe that you've talked to aliens or have had encounters. I could take that you lived in a haunted house. The concept that one person is having multiple things happen to them sounds mind-blowing for most people. How old were you when you began to realize that you were having encounters with aliens as well?
Well, my first conscious contact occurred when I had just turned 13 and we were living at the farmhouse. And I believe that it's all interconnected. I believe that spirit are, they're extraterrestrials too. They're no longer earthbound. They are in a different dimension, in a different form. But the thing that is most amazing to me is I think it was that house opening me up to the cosmic forces of the universe that allowed me to actually engage when I hadn't before. I think I've probably always been a contactee. I remember my parents telling me stories about having to go out in the middle of the night and pull me off the swing set in winter because I was out there staring at the sky singing songs to them. And I was like 6-7 years old, you know. I have no recollection of that, but both of my parents told me about it. It's, you know, Dave, it's all one thing. Anything and everything is energy. It is all creation. And there are 58 documented races that have visited or are co-inhabiting with us on this planet right now, that, you know, the people who delve very, very deeply into this, into the research about this, and even the people that are coming forward now in recent years, within the last 8 or 10 years, a great deal of information has slipped out surreptitiously. Right. But, you know, the truth of the matter is that we're not alone in the universe. And most people just shrug their shoulders and accept that, you know, because we've come that far in 70 years. But, you know, I've been doing my lectures online and everything this fall. And my lecture for UFO Contact that's coming up in Houghton Lake, Michigan at the end of the month, instead of being there, I'm coming in on it to discuss this. But, you know, David Grush and the other people that have come forward in recent months, you know, when you're sitting in front of Congress and suddenly you say something that's so provocative that you're whisked off into a skiff to have that conversation with members of Congress, they know, they all know that we are not alone. But they cannot admit even one thing is true, because if one thing is true, everything is true. And so I understand why they are keeping this under wraps, because it preserves their power and their authority, mm-hmm. first and foremost. And second of all, there are a lot of people that are not ready for a fulsome truth-telling, a forthcoming, as it were, mm-hmm. From the federal government. But, you know, I know people that work in the federal government. I have been involved in this field probably above the radar longer than maybe a lot of your listeners have been alive. And I have been interacting with a variety of beings for many decades, more than 50 years. So to me, it's not paranormal. It's just normal. And I know that I'm here for a reason. And I know that part of that reason is to be brave enough to share my story. If that makes me an unusual or unique individual, so be it. But I don't feel all that special. I think there are many, many, many people like me that have been touched by spirit, that have had interactions with spirit, that are very well aware that we are not alone in the universe and have had contact with light beings and star seeds and people that seem very naturally attracted to them. And we tend to, you know, Dave, we tend to gravitate together in this field. You know, I can spot someone who's had contact from 100 yards away. I can just tell because they no longer have an aura. They have a corona, and I can see it. It's the same light that emanates from the vessels, the same light.
Wow. Do you think that it's a chicken and egg kind of scenario? Do you think that maybe you were being visited at an early age and that opened you up to the experiences you had in the house? Or do you think that having these beings visit you actually energized or gave way to the spirit realm to be seen?
I have had conversations with spirits who said that the extraterrestrial vessels were coming to that property when they lived there, and they were there in the 1800s.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Right.
And I can thank Cody and Satori for that, because they're the ones that have opened that up. And
for listeners that don't know, Cody and Satori, Satori is the daughter of Jason Hawes, the lead investigator of the Ghost Hunters and Ghost Nation TV series.
Right.
Cody is her fiance. They are active paranormal investigators and have appeared on Ghost Hunters as well, but they also travel doing their own work trying to help spirit.
They do, and they're absolutely authentic and real and pure and true, and I've known both of them since they were little kids. And I absolutely endorse their practice of numinism, which is rare, but it does exist in other pockets and places around the world where two people who are highly spiritually sensitized are able to communicate directly with spirit, and we can ask questions, and they answer them. And, you know, the thing is this, I don't feel the need to validate or justify what they do or what I do or what anybody else does out there. You know, Chip Coffee is a gifted medium, unbelievable. And this I know personally, because when my sister died and he was the first set of arms I walked into after I found out that April had passed away, he immediately gave me a message from her that he could not have known. He could never have known that that was something that April would say to me. You know, I mean, April has come to me through Cody and Satori. My mother is all over this house. She's visited several times. The dogs have seen her. My sister Cindy has seen her. This is a normal part of our lives now because of the incredible exposure that we received at the farmhouse. But I do believe that it was living in that farmhouse and seeing what I did for the first year, year and a half that we were there, that opened my third eye to the extent that when an entire flotilla of ships passed over that farmhouse, I could see them. And I felt every emotion that you could feel except fear. I have no fear. They are not here to hurt us. That is the message. That's the most important thing that I can say. They are here to help us save ourselves from ourselves. That is the message, to save this planet, to save humanity, because our proclivity for self-destruction and destruction of the only home that we know is so off the charts that if we don't have some type of a great awakening of a quantum leap in consciousness, then we are doomed. And that is the message.
All
and
right.
I can't say it enough. I can't be adamant enough about it.